in Parsha B'chu Kosai, we find that the Pasuk tells us the warning for Tochacha, where Hashem warns Bnei Yisrael that if we don't keep the mitzvot, if we serve idols or do any of the other prohibited acts, for which HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Bnei Yisrael with galus, such as not observing the laws of Shemitah and the laws of, that are applied to Eretz Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send Bnei Yisrael into galus, into exile. It's interesting to find that the word behema, meaning animal, appears as a sofei tevos, meaning as the opposite of an acronym, the last. It appears in consecutive words as the last letter of each word, only once in the Torah. There's one place where you'll find in the Torah where the letters Beis, Hei, Mem, Hei, which spell Behema, are the end letters of four consecutive words. And that's in this week's Parsha, in the Pasuk, in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, where the verse says, V'etchem ezareh b'goyim, I'll spread you out amongst the nations. V'harikosi achareichem charet, I'll send the sword to follow you. V'hoysa'atchem shmama, your land will be destroyed. V'arechem yilchava, and your cities will be destroyed. The sofei tevos of the words charev, v'hoysa'atchem shmama, is behema. Now that's interesting. Is there any significance to this? So interestingly, there's a sefer called the Flos Hitar Sefer, a wonderful sefer by Mordechai Aran, who lives right here in Harnof. He points out that this seems to be hinting to an explicit Gemara in Shabbat, which teaches us the extent of the destruction of Eretz Yisrael after the Churban by its Rishon. The Gemara says, quoting a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Al heharim etza bechi v'nehi v'al bechi v'nehi v'al na'ot midbar kino ki nitzitzu libli ish over v'lo shamu kol mikneh me'of ha'shamayim v'ad be'eman adadu alokum, which means I'll cry for the hills and valleys of Eretz Yisrael because there's no people walking by anymore. There's nobody to hear. We can't hear the sound of animals, even birds. Ad Behema Nadodu Alochu, until Behema, they have passed and gone away. Says the Gemara, Behema here is meant to be a gematria. It's meant to be translated according to its numerical value. Numerical value of Behema is 52, says the Gemara. For 52 years, there were no people walking in Eretz Yehuda, in the land of Judah, after the destruction of the last armies of by Nebuchadnezzar, the destruction of the last communities of the Jewish communities in Judea by Nebuchadnezzar. So the pasuk over there is telling us that for 52 years the land was totally desolate. There was nobody living there. There wasn't anybody living in Eretz Yehuda. And it's hinted to in Yirmiyah by the word behema. When it says va'ad behema nadadu alochu, it doesn't mean even the animal. It means ad behema, until 52 years nadadu alochu, everything has gone away. Says Mordechai Aran, that's what this verse is saying. The verse says, you are spread out among the nations, v'harikosi achreichem cheret, v'hoisa artzechem shmama. This is the verse that's saying, I'll send the sword after you, and your land will become desolate. In this very verse, which says, the land will become desolate, spells out, Chereb, Vahoyta, Artchem Shmama, spells out, Sofei Tevos Behema. As if to say, Ad Behema, until the 52 years, which are alluded to by the word Behema in the verse in Yirmiyah, and are alluded to by the Sofei Tevos, the end letters Behema. In this verse, the land will be Shamein. So in this sense, in this way, the Torah is alluding to what the Navi later taught us, that the Shemama, the desolation of Eretz Yisrael, will last 52 years, like the Gematria of Behema. Okay, I'm going to stop here. Last week's Parsha. Oh, Parsha's a Parsha. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for being with us, and we'll see you again next week.